Tech Titans, the Google Chronicles. Introduction. In the vast, interconnected web of the digital age, there stands a titan, a colossal entity that began in the unlikeliest of places, a cluttered garage in Menlo Park, California. Picture two scrappy PhD students, armed with nothing but ambition, boundless curiosity, and a radical idea that would redefine the very fabric of the internet. These visionaries, with their sleeves rolled up and minds alight with innovation, set out on a journey that would transform a simple search engine into a global powerhouse. Welcome to Tech Titans, the Google Chronicles, a riveting exploration of how Larry Page and Sergey Brin turned a research project into a technological behemoth. This is the story of Google, a story of groundbreaking algorithms, fierce competition, and relentless pursuit of excellence. From the birth of the revolutionary PageRank to the audacious leaps into mobile operating systems, mapping the world, and even venturing into self-driving cars, Google's narrative is nothing short of extraordinary. But every legend has its trials. As Google's influence grew, so did the scrutiny. Antitrust battles, privacy concerns, and the ever-present challenge of staying ahead in the ruthless tech arena shaped this titan's path. Yet, through it all, Google's spirit of innovation remained unyielding, constantly pushing boundaries and redefining the possible. In this audiobook, we delve into the heart of Google's empire, uncovering the strategies, the innovations, and the people who dared to think differently. We'll explore how a company that started with a mission to organize the world's information became a force that shapes our daily lives, our interactions, and our future. Join us as we chronicle the ascent of a tech titan. This is more than a history lesson. It's a testament to the power of vision, the impact of innovation, and the relentless drive to change the world. This is Tech Titans, the Google Chronicles. Chapter 1, The Founders. Meet Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the Stanford PhD students who created a search engine that would change the world. In the early 1990s, two Stanford University PhD students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, were working on a research project that would change the course of history. Their creation, a search engine called Backrub, would go on to become one of the most influential and iconic companies in the world. Google. Early life and education. Larry Page was born on March 26, 1973, in East Lansing, Michigan. He grew up in a family of computer scientists and engineers. His parents, Carl and Gloria Page, instilled in him a love for technology and innovation. Page showed a keen interest in computers from an early age and began programming at the age of 12. He attended the University of Michigan, where he earned a bachelor's degree in computer engineering. Sergey Brin was born on August 21, 1973, in Moscow, Russia. His family immigrated to the United States when he was just 6 years old. Brin's parents, Michael and Eugenia. Brin were both mathematicians. He showed a natural talent for mathematics and computer science, and his parents encouraged his interests. Brin attended the University of Maryland, where he earned a bachelor's degree in computer science, the birth of Backrub. In 1995, Page and Brin met while pursuing their PhDs in computer science at Stanford University. They were both working on their theses under the guidance of Professor Terry Winograd. Page was working on a project called Extrapolation and Analysis of the Web, while Brin was focusing on Web Search and Information Retrieval. The two students began working together on a research project, which would eventually become Backrub. Their goal was to create a search engine that could efficiently crawl and index the vast amount of information available on the World Wide Web. They drew inspiration from their academic work and the research of others in the field. The birth of Google. In 1996, Page and Brin launched Backrub, a search engine that used a novel algorithm to rank web pages based on their importance. The algorithm, known as PageRank, was a game changer in the world of search. It used a complex formula to analyze the links between web pages, assigning a score to each page based on the number and quality of links pointing to it. In 1997, Page and Brin renamed their search engine Google, a playful name inspired by the word Google, a mathematical term for the number 1 followed by 100 zeros. They also launched the Google.com domain and began testing their search engine with a small group of users. The early days of Google. In the early days, Google faced stiff competition from established search engines like Yahoo and AltaVista. However, Page and Brin's innovative approach and relentless focus on quality helped Google gain traction. They also received funding from investors, including Andy Bechtolsheim, a co-founder of Sun Microsystems. In 1998, Google launched its first advertising program, AdWords, which allowed businesses to create targeted ads on the Google search engine. This move marked a significant turning point for Google, as it enabled the company to generate revenue and expand its operations. The rise to fame. In 2000, Google launched its first office in Mountain View, California. The company continued to grow rapidly, and by 2004, Google had become one of the most popular search engines in the world. In 2005, Google went public with an initial public offering, IPO, that raised $1.67 billion. Today, Google is a global technology giant with a market capitalization of over $1 trillion. Page and Brin's creation has revolutionized the way we access information, communicate, and conduct business. Their legacy continues to shape the digital landscape, inspiring future generations of innovators and entrepreneurs. Larry Page and Sergey Brin's journey from Stanford University PhD students to Google's founders is a testament to innovation, perseverance, and collaboration. Their creation of Google has had a profound impact on modern society, transforming the way we live, work, and interact with each other. As we look to the future, it is clear that the legacy of Page and Brin will continue to inspire and shape the world for generations to come. Chapter 2: The Birth of Google. How a research project became a company, and the early days of Google in a garage in Menlo Park. Google's humble beginnings are a testament to the power of innovation, perseverance, and collaboration. From a small research project to a global phenomenon, Google's story is one of transformation, growth, and disruption. In this chapter, we'll delve into the early days of Google, exploring how a research project turned into a company, and the pivotal moments that shaped the search giant's early days in a garage in Menlo Park. The research project. It all started in 1995 when two PhD students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, at Stanford University, embarked on a research project to develop a search engine that could efficiently index and retrieve information from the vast expanse of the internet. Their goal was to create a system that could quickly and accurately retrieve relevant information from the web, which was still in its infancy at the time. Page and Brin's research project, initially called BackRub, was an attempt to tackle the problem of information overload on the internet. They developed a novel algorithm that analyzed the link structure of the web to determine the importance of a web page. This innovative approach, later dubbed PageRank, would become the foundation of Google's search engine. The garage days. In 1998, Page and Brin decided to turn their research project into a company. They founded Google Inc. in a small garage in Menlo Park, California, with a modest investment of $100,000 from Andy Bechtolsheim, a co-founder of Sun Microsystems. The garage, located at 232 Santa Margarita Avenue, became the birthplace of Google. The early days were marked by long hours, experimentation, and innovation. Page and Brin worked tirelessly to refine their search engine, testing and retesting their algorithms. They also developed the first version of Google's iconic homepage, featuring a simple design and a search bar. The early team. As the company grew, Page and Brin were joined by a small team of talented individuals who shared their vision. One of the earliest hires was Craig Silverstein, a PhD student at Stanford, who became the company's first employee. Other key members of the early team included Susan Wojcicki, who would later become the CEO of YouTube, and Craig Mundy, a Microsoft veteran who would play a crucial role in shaping Google's early strategy. The first office. In 1999, Google moved out of the garage and into a small office in Palo Alto, California. The new space was cramped, but it allowed the team to expand and continue their work on the search engine. The office was a hub of activity, with engineers, designers, and researchers collaborating on various projects. The first funding. In 1999, Google secured its first funding from Sequoia Capital, a prominent venture capital firm. The investment of $25 million helped the company expand its team, improve its infrastructure, and accelerate its growth. The first product. In 1999, Google launched its first product, Google Search, which quickly gained popularity due to its relevance and speed. The search engine's success was fueled by its innovative algorithm, which analyzed the link structure of the web to determine the importance of a web page. The first office move. In 2000, Google outgrew its Palo Alto office and moved to a larger space in Mountain View, California. The new office was designed to foster collaboration and innovation with an open floor plan and plenty of natural light. The early days in review. The early days of Google were marked by innovation, experimentation, and perseverance. From a small research project to a global phenomenon, Google's story is a testament to the power of collaboration, innovation, and disruption. The company's early days in a garage in Menlo Park set the stage for its future growth and success. In the next chapter, we'll explore Google's early struggles and challenges, including the company's first major competitor, the rise of advertising, and the early days of Google's expansion into new markets. Chapter 3. The First Investors. How Andy Bechtolsheim's $100,000 check helped launch Google, and the role of other early investors. In the early days of Google, the company's founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, were struggling to secure funding for their ambitious project. Despite their innovative idea and impressive academic backgrounds, the duo faced skepticism from potential investors. However, their perseverance paid off when Andy Bechtolsheim, a co-founder of Sun Microsystems, wrote a $100,000 check to help launch the company. This chapter delves into the story of Bechtolsheim's investment and explores the role of other early investors who played a crucial part in Google's growth. The birth of Google. In 1996, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two PhD students at Stanford University, began working on a research project that would eventually become Google. Their goal was to develop a search engine that could efficiently crawl and index the vast amount of information available on the Internet. The project, initially called Backrub, was met with enthusiasm from the academic community, but the duo struggled to secure funding to turn their idea into a reality. The first investors, Andy Bechtolsheim and Ram Shriram. In the summer of 1998, Page and Brin approached Andy Bechtolsheim, a co-founder of Sun Microsystems, with their proposal. Bechtolsheim, impressed by the duo's innovative idea and academic credentials, agreed to invest $100,000 in Google. This initial investment not only provided the necessary funding, but also gave the company a boost of confidence and credibility. Around the same time, Ram Shriram, a successful entrepreneur and investor, also invested in Google. Shriram, who had previously founded and sold his own company, InfoSeek, saw the potential in Page and Brin's project and invested an undisclosed amount. Shriram's investment not only provided additional funding, but also brought valuable business acumen to the company. The role of other early investors. In addition to Bechtolsheim and Shriram, several other investors played a crucial role in Google's early days. These investors, including Kozla Ventures, Sequoia Capital, and Kleiner Perkins, provided critical funding and guidance as the company grew. Some notable investors include John Doerr, a partner at Kleiner Perkins, who invested in Google and served as a mentor to the founders. Michael Moritz, a partner at Sequoia Capital, who invested in Google and played a key role in the company's early growth. Vinod Khosla, a co-founder of Sun Microsystems and a partner at Khosla Ventures, who invested in Google and provided valuable guidance. The impact of early investors. The early investors in Google played a vital role in the company's growth and success. Their investments not only provided the necessary funding, but also brought valuable expertise and guidance. The support of these investors helped Google develop a robust infrastructure to support its rapid growth, refine its search algorithm, and expand its search capabilities, expand its operations and establish a presence in new markets, attract top talent and build a strong team. The early investors in Google, including Andy Bechtolsheim, Ram Shriram, and other notable investors, played a crucial role in the company's growth and success. Their investments not only provided the necessary funding, but also brought valuable expertise and guidance. The story of Google's early investors serves as a testament to the power of innovation, perseverance, and strategic investment. As Google continues to evolve and grow, the company remains grateful for the support of its early investors, who helped launch the company on its journey to become one of the world's most influential and successful technology companies. Chapter 4: The Search Engine Wars. How Google outmaneuvered AltaVista, Yahoo, and other search engines to become the top dog. The late 1990s and early 2000s were a time of great upheaval in the world of search engines. With the rise of the internet, search engines had become an essential tool for navigating the vast expanse of online content. As the internet grew in popularity, so did the number of search engines vying for dominance. This chapter will explore the story of how Google, a relatively unknown startup at the time, outmaneuvered its competitors to become the top search engine in the world. The early years, AltaVista, and the birth of search engines. The first search engine, Archie, was created in 1990 by Alan M. Tage, a student at McGill University in Montreal. However, it wasn't until the mid-1990s that search engines began to gain mainstream popularity. One of the pioneers in this space was AltaVista, launched in 1995 by Digital Equipment Corporation, DEC. AltaVista was one of the first search engines to index the entire web, making it a game-changer in the search engine landscape. The rise of Yahoo. In 1994, Jerry Yang and David Filo, two PhD students at Stanford University, launched Yahoo as a directory of web pages. Initially, Yahoo was a human-edited directory, where a team of editors categorized web pages into various categories. This approach was labor-intensive, but provided high-quality results. As the internet grew, Yahoo expanded its scope to include search functionality, leveraging its directory as a starting point. The emergence of Google. In 1996, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, PhD students at Stanford University, developed a new search engine that would change the landscape of search forever. Google's algorithm, PageRank, was revolutionary because it used a complex formula to rank web pages based on their relevance and importance. This approach was vastly superior to the traditional methods used by other search engines, which relied on keyword matching and manual editing. The search engine wars. As Google's popularity grew, it began to challenge the dominance of AltaVista and Yahoo. Google's innovative algorithm and user-friendly interface made it a favorite among users. In 2000, Google launched AdWords, a pay-per-click advertising platform that would become a major revenue stream for the company. This move further solidified Google's position as a leader in the search engine space. Yahoo's response. Yahoo, sensing the threat posed by Google, attempted to counter with its own search engine, Yahoo Search. However, Yahoo's efforts were hampered by its reliance on human editors and its slow adoption of new technologies. Despite its efforts, Yahoo's search engine failed to gain significant traction, and the company eventually phased out its own search engine in favor of partnering with Microsoft's Bing. AltaVista's demise. AltaVista, once the leading search engine, struggled to keep up with Google's rapid innovation. In 2003, the company was sold to Overture Services, which eventually shut down AltaVista in 2013. The demise of AltaVista marked the end of an era in the search engine wars, the legacy of the search engine wars. The search engine wars of the late 1990s and early 2000s played a significant role in shaping the internet as we know it today. The competition between search engines drove innovation, leading to the development of more sophisticated algorithms and user-friendly interfaces. Google's emergence as the top search engine cemented its position as a leader in the tech industry. The search engine wars of the late 1990s and early 2000s were a defining period in the history of the internet. The competition between AltaVista, Yahoo, and Google pushed the boundaries of innovation, leading to the development of more sophisticated search engines and the rise of Google as the top search engine in the world. As the internet continues to evolve, the lessons learned from this period will remain crucial in shaping the future of search and online navigation. Chapter 5: AdWords and AdSense. The innovations that turned Google into a money-making machine. Google's rise to success was not solely due to its innovative search engine algorithm. Two other innovations played a crucial role in transforming Google into a money-making machine: AdWords and AdSense. In this chapter, we will delve into the history and impact of these two revolutionary products that have become synonymous with online advertising. AdWords, the birth of pay-per-click advertising. In the early 2000s, online advertising was largely based on banner ads, which were often ignored by users. Google's founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, recognized the need for a more effective and targeted advertising model. In 2000, Google launched AdWords, a pay-per-click PPC advertising platform that allowed businesses to create and display targeted ads on the Google search engine. AdWords revolutionized the online advertising landscape by introducing a new pricing model. Instead of paying for ad space, advertisers only paid when a user clicked on their ad. This approach reduced the risk of wasted advertising spend and made online advertising more accessible to small and medium-sized businesses. AdSense, the birth of contextual advertising. In 2003, Google launched AdSense, a contextual advertising platform that allowed website publishers to monetize their content by displaying targeted ads. AdSense used a complex algorithm to analyze the content of a web page and display relevant ads to users. This approach ensured that ads were more likely to be viewed and clicked by users who were genuinely interested in the product or service being advertised. AdSense was a game changer for online publishers, as it provided a new revenue stream and incentivized them to create high-quality content. The platform also helped to reduce the noise and clutter of online advertising, making it more effective and efficient for both advertisers and publishers. The impact of AdWords and AdSense. The introduction of AdWords and AdSense had a profound impact on the online advertising landscape. Here are a few key takeaways. 1. Increased relevance. AdWords and AdSense enabled advertisers to target specific keywords and demographics, making online advertising more relevant and effective. 2. Improved conversion rates. The pay-per-click model of AdWords and the contextual targeting of AdSense led to higher conversion rates and a better return on investment, ROI, for advertisers. 3. New revenue streams. AdSense provided a new revenue stream for online publishers, incentivizing them to create high-quality content and driving growth in the online publishing industry. 4. Increased competition. The introduction of AdWords and AdSense led to increased competition among advertisers and publishers, driving innovation and improvement in the online advertising ecosystem. 5. Google's dominance. The success of AdWords and AdSense cemented Google's position as a leader in the online advertising industry, solidifying its dominance in the market. AdWords and AdSense were two innovations that transformed Google into a money-making machine. These platforms revolutionized the online advertising landscape, introducing new pricing models, targeting capabilities, and revenue streams. The impact of AdWords and AdSense can be seen in the growth of the online advertising industry, the rise of online publishing, and the increased relevance and effectiveness of online advertising. As we move forward in the digital age, it is essential to recognize the significance of these innovations and their enduring impact on the online advertising ecosystem. Chapter 6. Google Goes Public, the IPO that made Google a household name and its founders billionaires. In the early 2000s, Google was on the cusp of a major milestone, going public. The company's founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, had built a revolutionary search engine that was changing the way people accessed information. But as the company grew, so did its ambitions. In this chapter, we'll explore the journey that led Google to its initial public offering, IPO, and the impact it had on the company, its founders, and the world. The road to the IPO. In the late 1990s, Google was still a small startup, operating out of a garage in Menlo Park, California. Despite its humble beginnings, the company was gaining traction, and its search engine was becoming increasingly popular. By 2000, Google had raised $25 million in funding from investors, including Sequoia Capital and Kleiner Perkins. As the company grew, so did its ambitions. In 2001, Google launched AdWords, a pay-per-click advertising platform that would become a major revenue stream for the company. The success of AdWords propelled Google's growth, and by 2004, the company had reached $1 billion in annual revenue. The decision to go public. In 2004, Google's founders began exploring the option of going public. The company had grown rapidly, and the founders wanted to raise capital to fuel further expansion. An IPO would provide the necessary funds and give the company a higher profile. However, the decision to go public wasn't without its challenges. Google's founders were hesitant to give up control of the company, and the IPO process was lengthy and complex. The company's board of directors, including founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, worked closely with investment banks Morgan Stanley and Credit Suisse to prepare for the IPO. The IPO process. In August 2004, Google filed its S-1 registration statement with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, marking the official start of the IPO process. The company's IPO was one of the most highly anticipated in history, with investors clamoring to get a piece of the action. On August 19, 2004, Google priced its IPO at 85 per share, raising 85 per share, raising $1.67 billion in the largest technology IPO in history at the time. The company's market capitalization soared to over $23 billion, making it one of the most valuable companies in the world. The impact of the IPO. The Google IPO had a profound impact on the company, its founders, and the world. The IPO, 1, valued the company. The IPO gave Google a valuation of over $23 billion, making it one of the most valuable companies in the world. 2, made founders billionaires. Larry Page and Sergey Brin became billionaires overnight, with their combined net worth exceeding $20 billion. 3. Fueled growth. The IPO provided Google with the necessary capital to fuel further expansion, including the acquisition of YouTube and other companies. 4. Increased visibility. The IPO brought Google to the forefront of the global stage, cementing its position as a leader in the technology industry. 5. Set a precedent. The Google IPO set a new standard for technology IPOs, paving the way for future tech companies to go public. The Google IPO was a watershed moment in the company's history, marking a major milestone in its growth and success. The IPO not only provided the company with the necessary capital to fuel further expansion, but also cemented its position as a leader in the technology industry. As Google continues to evolve and innovate, its IPO remains an important chapter in the company's history, a testament to the power of innovation and entrepreneurship. Chapter 7, Beyond Search. How Google expanded into new areas, including Gmail, Google Maps, and YouTube. As Google's search engine continued to dominate the online landscape, the company's founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, began to explore new avenues for growth. In the early 2000s, Google expanded its reach beyond search, venturing into new areas that would transform the way people interacted with technology. This chapter delves into Google's foray into email mapping and video sharing, highlighting the company's innovative spirit and strategic vision. Gmail, revolutionizing email. In 2004, Google launched Gmail, a free web-based email service that would disrupt the traditional email landscape. Gmail's innovative features, such as its massive storage capacity, initially 1 GB, later increased to 15 GB, and threaded conversations quickly gained popularity. Gmail's success can be attributed to its simplicity, ease of use, and seamless integration with other Google services. Gmail's impact on the email industry was significant. Traditional email providers, such as Yahoo and Hotmail, struggled to compete with Gmail's innovative features and massive storage capacity. Google's entry into the email market also forced other providers to reevaluate their offerings and improve their services. Google Maps redefining navigation. In 2005, Google Maps was launched, revolutionizing the way people navigated their surroundings. Google Maps's innovative features, such as Street View, real-time traffic updates, and turn-by-turn directions, transformed the way people found their way around. Google Maps's impact on the navigation industry was profound, forcing traditional mapping providers to adapt to the new landscape. Google Maps's success can be attributed to its user-friendly interface, vast coverage, and continuous updates. The service's popularity led to the development of mobile applications, allowing users to access Google Maps on the go. Google Maps' impact on urban planning, transportation, and local businesses has been significant, providing valuable insights and data for urban development and planning. YouTube, the rise of user-generated content. In 2005, Google acquired YouTube, a video-sharing platform founded by three former PayPal employees. YouTube's innovative concept of user-generated content, allowing users to upload and share videos, resonated with the masses. YouTube's popularity grew exponentially, with users uploading millions of videos daily. YouTube's acquisition by Google marked a significant shift in the company's strategy. YouTube's massive user base and vast content library provided Google with a platform to expand its reach beyond search. YouTube's impact on the entertainment industry was significant, changing the way people consumed and interacted with video content. Strategic acquisitions and partnerships. Google's expansion into new areas was not limited to its own initiatives. The company made strategic acquisitions and partnerships to further its reach and capabilities. Notable examples include 1. Android. Google's acquisition of Android, a mobile operating system, in 2005, enabled the company to expand its presence in the mobile market. 2. AdMob. Google's acquisition of AdMob, a mobile advertising platform, in 2010, allowed the company to expand its mobile advertising capabilities. 3. Waze. Google's acquisition of Waze, a navigation app, in 2013, provided the company with a strong presence in the navigation market. Google's expansion beyond search marked a significant turning point in the company's history. The launch of Gmail, Google Maps, and YouTube demonstrated Google's innovative spirit and strategic vision. These initiatives not only transformed the way people interacted with technology, but also redefined the boundaries of the digital landscape. As Google continues to evolve and expand, its commitment to innovation and strategic partnerships will undoubtedly shape the future of technology. Chapter 8: The Android Revolution. How Google's mobile operating system changed the smartphone game. In the early 2000s, the smartphone market was dominated by BlackBerry and Nokia with their proprietary operating systems. However, the landscape was about to change dramatically with the introduction of Android, a mobile operating system developed by Google. In this chapter, we'll explore the history of Android, its impact on the smartphone industry, and how it revolutionized the way we interact with our devices. The birth of Android. In 2003, Andy Rubin, a veteran of the technology industry, founded Android Inc. with a team of engineers. The company's initial goal was to create a mobile operating system that would allow devices to seamlessly integrate with the internet. In 2005, Google acquired Android Inc. and merged it with its own mobile team, led by Vic Gundotra. The first Android device, the T-Mobile G1, was released in 2008. The device was a significant departure from the traditional smartphone experience. It featured a touchscreen interface, a virtual keyboard, and a web-based app store. The G1 was a commercial success, but it was the subsequent releases of the Motorola Droid and the HTC Dream that truly showcased Android's potential. The rise of Android. Android's popularity grew rapidly thanks to its open-source nature, which allowed manufacturers to customize the operating system to their liking. This led to a proliferation of Android devices from various manufacturers, including Samsung, HTC, and Motorola. The Android market, now Google Play Store, expanded its offerings, and the app ecosystem flourished. The impact of Android. Android's impact on the smartphone industry was profound. It, 1. Democratized the smartphone market. Android made high-quality smartphones more accessible to a wider audience, driving down prices and increasing adoption rates. 2. Fostered innovation. Android's open-source nature encouraged innovation, as manufacturers and developers created custom interfaces, features, and apps. 3. Transformed the app ecosystem. Android's App Store became a hub for developers to create and distribute apps, leading to a proliferation of mobile apps and services. 4. Shifted the balance of power. Android's success challenged the dominance of Apple's iOS, forcing the company to adapt and innovate to remain competitive. The evolution of Android. Over the years, Android has undergone significant changes, including 1. Android 1.0 to 2.3. The early versions focused on establishing a solid foundation, with incremental updates adding features and improvements. 2. Android 4.0, Ice Cream Sandwich, introduced a new design language, improved performance, and enhanced security features. 3. Android 5.0, Lollipop, brought significant changes, including a new design, improved performance, and enhanced security features. 4. Android 6.0, Marshmallow, introduced new features such as Doze Mode and Google Now on Tap. 5. Android 7.0, Nougat, focused on performance, security, and user experience improvements. 6. Android 8.0, Oreo, introduced features like picture-in-picture mode and improved battery life. 7. Android 9.0, Pi, brought significant changes, including a new design, improved performance, and enhanced security features. The future of Android. As Android continues to evolve, we can expect 1. Artificial intelligence, AI integration. Android will likely incorporate AI-powered features to enhance user experience and improve device performance. 2. 5G and IoT integration. Android will need to adapt to the increasing importance of 5G networks and the Internet of Things, IoT. 3. Security and privacy. Android will continue to prioritize security and privacy with features like Google's Project Treble and the Android security patch. In conclusion, Android's impact on the smartphone industry has been profound. From its humble beginnings to its current dominance, Android has revolutionized the way we interact with our devices. As the technology continues to evolve, it's clear that Android will remain a driving force in shaping the future of mobile technology. Chapter 9. Google's Moonshots. The company's most ambitious projects, from self-driving cars to contact lenses with built-in cameras. Google, the search engine giant, has always been known for its innovative approach to technology. From its early days as a startup to its current status as a multinational corporation, Google has consistently pushed the boundaries of what is possible. One of the ways it has done this is through its Moonshot projects, ambitious initiatives that aim to solve some of the world's most pressing problems. In this chapter, we'll take a closer look at some of Google's most notable moonshots, from self-driving cars to contact lenses with built-in cameras. Self-driving cars. One of Google's most high-profile moonshots is its self-driving car project, which aims to create a fleet of autonomous vehicles that can navigate roads safely and efficiently. The project, which was launched in 2009, has made significant progress in recent years, with Google's self-driving cars logging millions of miles on the road. The project is led by Chris Urmson, a renowned robotics engineer who has spent years developing the technology. The cars use a combination of sensors, including cameras, radar, and LiDAR, to detect and respond to their surroundings. They can already navigate complex roads, including highways and city streets, and are designed to be safer than human-driven cars. Google's self-driving cars have the potential to revolutionize the way we travel, reducing the number of accidents caused by human error and improving mobility for the elderly and disabled. The company has already partnered with several major automakers, including Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and Honda, to develop autonomous vehicles. Contact lenses with built-in cameras. Another ambitious project from Google is its smart contact lens, which is designed to monitor blood sugar levels for people with diabetes. The lens is equipped with a tiny camera that takes pictures of the eye, which are then analyzed to detect glucose levels. The lens is still in the experimental stages, but it has the potential to revolutionize the way diabetes is managed. The lens is not just limited to diabetes management. Google has also developed a similar lens that can detect eye movements to to control devices such as smartphones and computers. This technology has the potential to revolutionize the way we interact with technology, making it easier for people with disabilities to access devices. Project Loon, Balloons in the Sky Project. Loon is another ambitious project from Google, which aims to provide internet access to remote and underserved communities around the world. The project uses high-altitude balloons to beam internet signals to areas where traditional connectivity is limited or non-existent. The balloons, which are equipped with solar panels and sensors, can stay aloft for months at a time, providing a reliable and affordable way to access the internet. The project has already been tested in several countries, including Brazil, Indonesia, and Tanzania. Google X, the company behind the moonshots. Google X, also known as Google X Lab, is the company's research and development arm, responsible for developing many of its moonshot projects. The company was founded in 2010 by Larry Page, one of Google's co-founders, and is headquartered in Mountain View, California. Google X is known for its unconventional approach to innovation, which emphasizes experimentation and risk-taking. The company's researchers and engineers are encouraged to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions to complex problems. Google's moonshots are a testament to the company's commitment to innovation and its willingness to take risks. From self-driving cars to contact lenses with built-in cameras, these projects have the potential to revolutionize the way we live and work. As technology continues to evolve, it will be exciting to see what new moonshots emerge from Google and its partners. Chapter 10. Antitrust and Regulatory Battles. How Google navigated government scrutiny and lawsuits around the world. As Google's dominance in the digital landscape continued to grow, so did the scrutiny from governments and regulatory bodies around the world. In this chapter, we will explore the various antitrust and regulatory battles that Google faced and how the company navigated these challenges to emerge stronger and more resilient. The early years, Google's antitrust woes. Google's rise to prominence was not without its challenges. In the early 2000s, the company faced antitrust investigations in the United States and Europe, primarily centered around its search engine dominance. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, launched an investigation in 2006, which ultimately led to a consent decree in 2011. The decree required Google to make changes to its search results to improve competition and transparency. The European Union's antitrust investigation. In 2010, the European Commission launched a formal investigation into Google's business practices, focusing on its search engine dominance and alleged anti-competitive behavior. The investigation spanned several years, with the Commission ultimately issuing a formal charge sheet in 2014. Google was accused of abusing its dominant position in the search engine market by favoring its own services and restricting competitors' access to its search results. The European Union's fine and Google's response. In 2017, the European Commission fined Google $2.4 billion for breaching EU antitrust rules. The fine was the largest ever imposed by the Commission at the time. Google appealed the decision, arguing that the Commission's findings were flawed and that the fine was disproportionate. In 2019, the General Court of the European Union upheld the Commission's decision, but reduced the fine to $1.1 billion. Google's response and reforms. In response to the antitrust investigations and fines, Google made significant changes to its business practices. The company introduced new policies and procedures to improve transparency and competition in its search results. Google also launched new products and services to address concerns around data privacy and security. The future of antitrust and regulatory battles. As Google continues to evolve and expand its services, the company will undoubtedly face new antitrust and regulatory challenges. The rise of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the Internet of Things, IoT, will likely create new areas of scrutiny and investigation. Google will need to continue to adapt and innovate to address these challenges and maintain its position as a leader in the digital landscape. Google's journey through the antitrust and regulatory battles has been marked by significant challenges and changes. The company has faced intense scrutiny from governments and regulatory bodies around the world, but has emerged stronger and more resilient. As Google continues to navigate the complex and ever-changing regulatory landscape, it will be essential for the company to prioritize transparency, competition, and innovation to maintain its position as a leader in the digital age. Chapter 11, Privacy Concerns and Data Protection. The ongoing debate over Google's handling of user data and privacy. As the world's largest search engine and one of the most influential technology companies, Google has been at the forefront of shaping the digital landscape. With its vast array of products and services, from search engines to email providers, Google has become an integral part of our daily lives. However, this increased reliance on Google services has raised concerns about the company's handling of user data and privacy. This chapter will delve into the ongoing debate surrounding Google's data collection practices, the implications for user privacy, and the company's efforts to address these concerns. The concerns. Google's data collection practices have been a subject of controversy for years. The company's primary business model relies on collecting and analyzing vast amounts of user data to provide targeted advertisements. This data collection has raised concerns about the potential for misuse, exploitation, and violation of user privacy. Some of the specific concerns include 1. Data breaches. Google has faced several high-profile data breaches, including the 2013 Gmail hack, which compromised the accounts of millions of users. These breaches have raised concerns about the company's ability to protect user data. 2. Surveillance. Google's data collection practices have raised concerns about government surveillance and potential exploitation by malicious actors. The company's data collection practices have been criticized for being overly broad and lacking transparency. 3. Targeted advertising. Google's targeted advertising practices have been criticized for being overly invasive and lacking transparency. The company's use of user data for advertising purposes has raised concerns about the potential for manipulation and exploitation. 4. Lack of transparency. Google's data collection practices have been criticized for lacking transparency. The company's data collection policies and procedures have been criticized for being overly complex and difficult to understand. The implications. The concerns surrounding Google's data collection practices have significant implications for user privacy. Some of the implications include 1. Loss of trust. The concerns surrounding Google's data collection practices have led to a loss of trust among users. Many users have expressed concerns about the company's handling of their personal data and have begun to seek alternative services. 2. Regulatory scrutiny. The concerns surrounding Google's data collection practices have led to increased regulatory scrutiny. Governments and regulatory bodies have begun to take a closer look at the company's data collection practices and have issued fines and penalties for non-compliance. 3. Legal challenges. The concerns surrounding Google's data collection practices have led to legal challenges. Users have filed lawsuits against the company, alleging violations of their privacy and data protection rights. Google's response. In response to the concerns surrounding its data collection practices, Google has taken several steps to address these concerns. Some of the company's efforts include 1. Transparency. Google has increased transparency around its data collection practices. The company has provided more detailed information about its data collection policies and procedures. 2. Data protection. Google has implemented additional data protection measures, including encryption and secure data storage. 3. Independent oversight. Google has established independent oversight bodies to review its data collection practices and ensure compliance with data protection regulations. 4. User control. Google has provided users with more control over their data, including the ability to delete personal data and opt out of targeted advertising. The ongoing debate surrounding Google's handling of user data and privacy is a complex and multifaceted issue. While the company has taken steps to address concerns, the concerns surrounding its data collection practices remain. As the technology landscape continues to evolve, it is essential that Google and other technology companies prioritize user privacy and data protection. By doing so, they can maintain the trust of their users and ensure the continued success of their businesses. Chapter 12. The EU's $2.7 billion fine. The largest antitrust fine in history and what it means for Google's future. In June 2017, the European Union's antitrust regulators imposed a record-breaking fine of $242 billion, approximately $2.7 billion on Google, for breaching EU antitrust rules. This monumental fine marked a significant milestone in the ongoing saga between the tech giant and the EU authorities. In this chapter, we will delve into the details of the case, the implications of the fine, and what it means for Google's future. Background: the EU's antitrust investigation. In 2010, the European Commission launched an investigation into Google's business practices, specifically focusing on three areas. 1. Search results. The Commission suspected that Google was favoring its own services, such as Google Maps and Google Shopping, in search results, thereby stifling competition. 2. Advertising. The EU regulators believed that Google was abusing its dominant market position in the online advertising market, making it difficult for competitors to enter the market. 3. Android. The Commission alleged that Google was using its Android operating system to stifle competition in the mobile device market. The fine, a record-breaking amount. On June 27, 2017, the European Commission announced that it would impose a fine of $2.42 billion on Google for breaching EU antitrust rules. This monumental fine was the largest ever imposed by the EU authorities, surpassing the previous record of $106 billion imposed on Intel in 2009. The fine was calculated based on Google's global turnover in the relevant market, which was estimated to be around $25 billion. The Commission applied a percentage of the turnover to determine the fine, taking into account the gravity and duration of the infringement. Implications of the fine. The $2.7 billion fine sent shockwaves through the tech industry, with far-reaching implications for Google's future. 1. Compliance. The fine serves as a stark reminder of the EU's commitment to enforcing antitrust rules. Google will need to ensure that its business practices comply with EU regulations to avoid further fines. 2. Competition. The fine highlights the importance of promoting competition in the digital market. Google's dominance in various sectors has led to concerns about the potential stifling of innovation and competition. 3. Regulatory scrutiny. The fine underscores the increasing regulatory scrutiny faced by tech giants. As governments and regulatory bodies step up their efforts to address concerns about market dominance and data privacy, Google will need to adapt to these changing dynamics. 4. Innovation. The fine may prompt Google to reevaluate its business strategies and explore new opportunities for innovation, potentially leading to more diverse and competitive offerings. What's next for Google? The $2.7 billion fine marks a significant turning point in the ongoing saga between Google and the EU authorities. As Google navigates this new landscape, it will need to 1. Comply with EU regulations. Google must ensure that its business practices comply with EU antitrust rules to avoid further fines and reputational damage. 2. Invest in innovation. The fine may prompt Google to invest in new technologies and services, potentially leading to more innovative offerings and a more diverse product portfolio. 3. Enhance transparency. Google may need to increase transparency around its business practices, including its advertising and search algorithms, to address concerns about competition and data privacy. 4. Foster cooperation. The fine may lead to increased cooperation between Google and other tech companies, as well as with regulatory bodies, to address concerns about market dominance and promote competition. In conclusion, the $2.7 billion fine imposed on Google by the EU authorities marks a significant milestone in the ongoing saga between the tech giant and the EU authorities. As Google navigates this new landscape, it will need to adapt to changing regulatory dynamics, invest in innovation, and prioritize transparency and cooperation. The fine serves as a stark reminder of the importance of promoting competition and compliance in the digital market. Chapter 13. Sundar Pichai takes the helm. The new CEO's vision for Google's future, from AI to healthcare. In October 2015, Sundar Pichai, a soft-spoken and unassuming Indian-born engineer, took the reins as the CEO of Alphabet Inc., the parent company of Google. Pichai's ascension to the top spot marked a new era for the tech giant, as he brought a unique set of skills and perspectives to the role. As the first non-American CEO of Google, Pichai's leadership would shape the company's future, focusing on innovation, collaboration, and strategic growth. The new CEO's background. Born in 1972 in Madurai, India, Pichai grew up in a middle-class family and developed a passion for technology at an early age. He earned his bachelor's degree in metallurgical engineering from the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT, Kharagpur, and later moved to the United States to pursue his master's degree in materials science and engineering from Stanford University. Pichai joined Google in 2004 as a product manager and quickly rose through the ranks, playing a key role in the development of Google Chrome, Google Drive, and Google Maps. Pichai's vision for Google's future. As CEO, Pichai outlined a bold vision for Google's future, focusing on three key areas: artificial intelligence, AI, healthcare, and innovation. Artificial intelligence, AI. Pichai recognized the immense potential of AI to transform industries and improve people's lives. He emphasized the need for responsible AI development, ensuring that the technology benefits society as a whole. Google's AI efforts would focus on 1. Machine learning, developing more advanced machine learning algorithms to improve the accuracy and efficiency of AI applications. 2. Computer vision, enhancing computer vision capabilities to enable AI-powered applications in areas like healthcare, transportation, and education. 3. Natural language processing, improving natural language processing to facilitate more effective human-computer interactions. Healthcare. Pichai identified healthcare as a critical area where technology could make a significant impact. Google's healthcare initiatives would focus on 1. Diabetes. Management, developing AI-powered tools to help people with diabetes manage their condition more effectively. 2. Cancer research, collaborating with medical researchers to apply AI and machine learning to cancer diagnosis and treatment. 3. Telemedicine, expanding telemedicine capabilities to improve access to healthcare services, particularly in underserved communities. Innovation. Pichai emphasized the importance of innovation in driving Google's future growth. He encouraged a culture of experimentation and risk-taking, supporting 1. Internal startups, encouraging employees to spin off new companies within Google, fostering innovation and entrepreneurship. 2. Partnerships, collaborating with other companies, academia, and governments to drive innovation and solve complex problems. 3. Diversity and inclusion, fostering a diverse and inclusive work environment, recognizing that diverse perspectives drive innovation and creativity. Leadership style. Pichai's leadership style was characterized by 1. Collaboration, encouraging open communication and collaboration across teams and departments. 2. Empowerment, giving employees the autonomy to make decisions and take calculated risks. 3. Humility, recognizing the importance of learning from failures and embracing a growth mindset. Sundar Pichai's tenure as CEO marked a new chapter in Google's history, as he brought a unique blend of technical expertise, business acumen, and leadership skills to the role. His vision for the company's future focused on AI, healthcare, and innovation, emphasizing the importance of collaboration, diversity, and empowerment. As Google continues to evolve, Pichai's leadership will be instrumental in shaping the company's trajectory, driving growth and improving people's lives. Chapter 14. Google's role in the AI revolution. How Google is shaping the future of artificial intelligence. As the world continues to evolve at an unprecedented pace, artificial intelligence, AI, has emerged as a transformative force that is revolutionizing the way we live, work, and interact with each other. At the forefront of this revolution is Google, the tech giant that has been instrumental in shaping the future of AI. In this chapter, we will delve into Google's role in the AI revolution, exploring how the company is driving innovation, pushing boundaries, and shaping the future of AI. The birth of AI at Google. Google's foray into AI dates back to the early 2000s, when the company acquired a small AI startup called Applied Semantics. This acquisition marked the beginning of Google's AI journey, which would eventually lead to the development of some of the most groundbreaking AI technologies in the world. Google's AI research efforts. Google's AI research efforts are spearheaded by the Google AI Organization, which is comprised of some of the world's leading AI researchers and engineers. The organization is responsible for developing and applying AI technologies to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, including healthcare, education, and environmental sustainability. One of the most significant contributions of Google's AI research efforts is the development of the TensorFlow open-source machine learning framework. TensorFlow is used by developers and researchers around the world to build and train AI models, and has become the de facto standard for AI development. Google's AI applications. Google's AI applications are diverse and far-reaching, with the company applying AI technologies to a wide range of industries and sectors. Some of the most notable examples include Google Assistant, Google's AI-powered virtual assistant, which is integrated into millions of devices around the world, allowing users to control their homes, access information, and perform tasks with just their voice. Google Maps, Google's AI-powered mapping technology, which uses machine learning algorithms to provide users with real-time traffic updates, route, optimization, and other features that have revolutionized the way we navigate. Google Search, Google's AI-powered search engine, which uses machine learning algorithms to understand natural language, identify patterns, and provide users with relevant search results. Google Cloud AI Platform, Google's cloud-based AI platform, which provides developers and researchers with access to a range of AI tools, including machine learning algorithms, data analytics, and more. Google's AI challenges and controversies. While Google's AI efforts have been instrumental in shaping the future of AI, the company has also faced its fair share of challenges and controversies. Some of the most notable examples include bias in AI systems. Concerns have been raised about the potential for AI systems to perpetuate biases and discrimination, particularly in areas such as hiring, lending, and criminal justice. Job displacement. There are concerns that AI could displace human workers, particularly in industries that are heavily reliant on manual labor. Data privacy. There are concerns about the collection and use of personal data in AI systems, particularly in areas such as facial recognition and biometric data. The future of AI at Google. As AI continues to evolve and shape the world around us, Google remains at the forefront of the AI revolution. The company's commitment to AI research and development is unwavering, and its applications are diverse and far-reaching. As we look to the future, it is clear that AI will continue to play a critical role in shaping the world around us. Google's role in this revolution is undeniable, and the company's commitment to AI research and development will continue to drive innovation and push the boundaries of what is possible. In conclusion, Google's role in the AI revolution is a testament to the company's commitment to innovation and its ability to shape the future of AI. From its early beginnings in AI research to its current applications in a wide range of industries and sectors, Google has been instrumental in shaping the future of AI. As we look to the future, it is clear that AI will continue to play a critical role in shaping the world around us, and Google will remain at the forefront of this revolution. Chapter 15, the next chapter. What's next for Google and what it means for the world? As we close the book on Google's remarkable journey, we find ourselves at a crossroads. The company has come a long way since its humble beginnings in a garage, and its impact on the world is undeniable. From revolutionizing the way we access information to transforming the way we communicate, Google has left an indelible mark on modern society. But as we look to the future, the question on everyone's mind is, what's next for Google? In this final chapter, we'll explore the possibilities and challenges that lie ahead for the search giant. we'll examine the company's evolving priorities, its response to emerging technologies, and its role in shaping the world of tomorrow. We'll also delve into the implications of Google's continued growth and innovation on the global stage. The evolution of Google's priorities. As Google continues to navigate the complexities of the digital landscape, its priorities are shifting. The company is increasingly focused on developing AI-powered solutions that can tackle the world's most pressing challenges. From healthcare and education to sustainability and accessibility, Google is leveraging its technological prowess to create meaningful impact. One area of particular interest is Google's growing emphasis on artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML. These technologies hold the potential to revolutionize industries and transform the way we live and work. By harnessing the power of AI and ML, Google is poised to drive innovation and solve some of humanity's most pressing problems, the rise of emerging technologies. As Google looks to the future, it's clear that emerging technologies will play a crucial role in shaping the company's trajectory. From blockchain to quantum computing, these cutting-edge innovations hold the potential to disrupt industries and transform the way we interact with technology. Google is already making significant strides in these areas. For instance, its blockchain-based initiatives aim to create a more secure and transparent digital ecosystem. Meanwhile, its quantum computing efforts are focused on developing more powerful and efficient computing systems. The future of search and information. As we move forward, the way we access information will continue to evolve. Google's search engine will likely become even more sophisticated, incorporating AI-powered recommendations and personalized results. The company is also exploring new ways to surface information, such as voice-activated assistants and augmented reality interfaces. Moreover, Google's efforts to promote digital literacy and online safety will become increasingly important. As the company continues to shape the digital landscape, it must also prioritize the well-being and security of its users. The global impact of Google's growth. As Google continues to grow and innovate, its impact on the global stage will only continue to expand. The company's influence will be felt across industries, from healthcare and education to finance and entertainment. Google's global reach will also have significant implications for the digital divide. As the company continues to expand its services and infrastructure, it will be crucial to ensure that these advancements are accessible to all, regardless of geographical location or socioeconomic status. As we close the book on Google's remarkable journey, it's clear that the company's best days are yet to come. With its sights set on emerging technologies, AI-powered innovation and global impact, Google is poised to shape the world of tomorrow. As we look to the future, it's essential to recognize the company's responsibility to prioritize the well-being and security of its users. By doing so, Google can continue to drive innovation and make a meaningful difference in the lives of people around the world. In the next chapter of its journey, Google will undoubtedly face new challenges and opportunities. As we embark on this next chapter, one thing is certain: the world will be watching, and the possibilities are endless.